I know. And tomorrow morning, I'm gonna go through the past recordings that I have and compress them and put them on the wiki page for this class, so that if you miss class, it'll be there, or if something happens with your recording, it'll be there. But I want you guys to make sure you make it a habit to record every class for your own sake and compress them so they don't take up so much memory space. I know it's redundant. I know everybody's telling you the same thing, but.
User in your channel
I
started
actually I
recording.
can't record because the iPad doesn't let me record, so
I understand. And then that's another one of the reasons why I want to upload the recordings, just in case there's situations like that where someone might need them. All right, so is there anybody that didn't get a chance to turn the homework in, and that's why I haven't gotten it yet? Good.
What do you mean, email it to you?
No, did you submit it on the wiki or?
Yes, yeah, on my page on the wiki. I'm about to send the link right now.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. As long as it's there.
I emailed mine to you.
I got it, thank you. And I got Kashif's also. Again, if you haven't already, head over to the wiki page for the class. I added the link on our text chat. So one of the things that we're going to do is at the beginning of each class for the next couple of class periods, we're going to look at your the prezis that you guys did on the Modern Scientist. So I need a second because for some reason the pages are loading slowly here. I'm going to send you the link to the first one that we're going to look at. And it's not going to be, like at any meeting where we're looking at it all at the same time, but I'm going to send you the link, give you a time frame to look through it, and then we're going to discuss it together. So hold on really quickly so I can get this link. It should bother. Are you there, Ashutbola? Right, I see your light flashing, but I'm not hearing anything. Is anybody else hearing Eshutbola while he's talking?
No, I can't hear
No.
you.
Yeah, something's up with your sound, bruh. Like I see your light flash speaking, but we can't hear anything.
Okay, hello?
Oh, there you are.
Oh, God. I don't understand why that happens.
Right. Okay.
User in your channel started recording.
Your assi the significance of melanin assignment. Is that on your page?
Yes, I posted the link in the text chat.
All right, good. Thank you. Again, I apologize for the delay. For some reason, it's taking like 2 minutes per web page to load. So it's taking me four times as long as I expected to be able to get to the link for you guys to go to the first prezi we're going to look at. So this first time, when you guys share presentations later on as we go through new material, I'll have a standard presentation rubric that'll be on the wiki page. So when you guys are either listening to or looking at presentations that that you're each doing, you'll be going through the rubric and evaluating the presentation you're watching with the rubric. This time it was kind of more an opportunity for you to get some information about things that you're interested in and be able to use Prezi for the first time. So I'm not having you like evaluate each other's presentations this time. It's just, you know, to watch for information sakes. But just know in the future, you'll be using a standard presentation rubric to evaluate each other when we're sharing information. You know, it's so funny. Last time class went a little differently than I expected because of technology. And today I got this like step-by-step plan and technology is moving real slow. So it's way slowed down my plan for today. Definitely being taught to go with the flow. Well, once I get it to load properly, you're not going to be evaluating or anything like that. But once you look through the Prezi, we're going to share either what stood out the most to each of you or what was the most interesting thing that you saw or what you learned that you weren't aware of before. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at the Prezi. Once I send the link, that you're going to each individually share what you took out of watching it. Finally, all right, so I just put the link in the TeamSpeak text chat so you can just click it. And I'm going to give 2 minutes. So until, let's say 3 minutes, until 11:02 for you guys to go to the Prezi. And its essence is Prezi. So go to the Prezi, look through it, and then be prepared to share what you learned from what you thought was most interesting or grabbed your attention the most from her Prezi.
It says page not found.
Gotta love technology. Give me a moment. Recording.
Where's the link?
In the text chat. In the text chat for that we're having right now in TeamSpeak.
I don't see it.
You put it in the eye of the monitor.
Now that it's where I said it was, let me know if anybody else is having the same problem. Like you're not able to go to it. And in essence, this is your presentation, but I'm still going to ask you to share like what you thought out of, you know, the research that you did. What was the most interesting or what stood out the most from you once we're done looking at it?
User disconnected from your channel.
It says page not found.
Yeah, mine too.
Okay, give me a quick second.
I may have to share it with everyone individually.
Let me double check really quickly because you should not have to. Like they're public and you should be able, since you're using the free Prezi, to go to it. So let me just double check if it wasn't just the URL that was listed. All right, I just put another link, see if this one works better.
Yes, I'm on it.
Okay, I'm there.
And that's funny, now that you guys are there, mine won't load. Is that better, Indai?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right, so now I'll give you guys like 3 minutes to look through it. So at 11:05, we'll connect back and I'll ask for your impressions, what was interesting to you, what was new that you learned, things of that nature. So just be prepared to share something of that nature. Right. So,
user disconnected from your channel.
Let me go back to push to talk. So when you guys talk, I don't cause an echo. All right. So Essence, since it's your, can you hear me, Essence? Since it's your presentation, Yeah, in your research learning about Dr. Sebi, tell me what was like the most interesting fact or new thing that you learned that stood out for you.
Okay. Well, I found it interesting that Dr. Sebi didn't have any like, you know, formal education, I guess I would say.
Okay, so him kind of learning what he learned in his own journey.
Yes.
All right, Kashif, what was either interesting to you or that you learned from looking at her presentation? Are we having the same problem? We can't hear anything, Kashif. All right, let's give it a second. Sounds like he's having the same problem that Shubola was having. And Dae, what was either interesting to you or something new that you learned looking at her presentation?
Something new that I learned was that I have it in my head. Wait. Oh, okay. I learned that he was born in South America. I didn't know that he was born in a Spanish-speaking country. And what I thought was interesting was that he was self-educated and that he came to America as a person with like many diseases, and he was trying to find a cure. And I found it interesting that he had so many diseases and they were able to be cured naturally without any type of prescription medicine. Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, we had some similar things that stood out for both of us. Eshugbola.
I appreciated the fact that he didn't have a formal education, and that he taught himself basically how to heal and things like that. And he taught himself about the world around him. And I didn't know he had his own healing facility or community, I guess you would say. I'm interested to go to it and see what it is and things like that. And really the whole presentation, a lot of it I didn't know, because even when I met him at WRFG, what he was talking about was really how the FDA was really not allowing him to sell his products in America. So it was very interesting to know that his whole process of his thing was to get rid of the mucus so that the germ wouldn't be able to grow.
Most definitely. Sounds like you guys all caught on some of the same things I did. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Don't apologize. Go ahead.
Okay. At the end where it was saying some of the facts about him, at the end it was like he got arrested for advertising that he could cure HIV. So I thought that was really interesting, because companies wouldn't want him to advertise that he could cure HIV, because it's basically a way for them to get money off of people who are sick. So I thought that was, I don't know.
Girl, you've just stated the problem with the whole pharmaceutical industry, whether it's AIDS, whether it's cancer, even, everyday things like heart disease, diabetes. You know, we talked about that first day, how I got interested in chemistry by wanting to learn about natural medicines, because I knew pharmaceuticals were made from them. And there was this question, why do we have to process it if it comes from nature? They make a lot of money in that processing and the distributing of the medicine and keeping people sick so that they have a need to continue to distribute their medicine. So even beyond the AIDS epidemic, there's a lot of things just in our day-to-day health that they don't want out there, because they lose multi-billion-dollar industry but lose too much profit. All right. So, and for me, the most significant thing that stood out for me was the fact that all of this work that he's done for people, all of these things that he's learned, it began for him as part of his own personal healing process. And it just reiterated for me that sometimes the things that we want to do for ourselves, the ways we want to grow, the things we want to learn, you know, going on a journey for that kind of discovery can do so much for other people, you know, that process. All right. Give me a quick second to switch from push to talk so that I can use my hands to type and talk at the same time. While I'm making that switch, go to the class wiki page. I already put the link in the text chat. Let me make sure I did it in the correct one. Hold on. All right, there it is, folks, if you needed it. So go to the class wiki page. Eshubola, is there a quicker method than going to settings and options to switch from continuous transition to push to talk, or do I need to go through those steps every time?
I don't know of a quicker method. I only know that
one. All right.
They probably have copies, but I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll make sure. That'll be my homework tonight to figure out how that works and make that happen. So you guys don't have to wait when I'm switching back and forth. La, 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 la. Okay, so once you're there, if you haven't already, scroll down to today's date, which should be the last piece on the table because I only filled it in up to this week. So on Tuesday, we had our introduction to our conversation about melanin, got a sense of what you already knew about it, what your questions and curiosities were, and then I had you guys get into researching one of your questions. And on the table for Tuesday, in the last column where it says recordings, along with the recording that I'm going to add there from Tuesday's class, I put the KWL chart with the questions and information that you guys had. So your initial, what you told me when we first started our conversation about melanin is under the K, what your current understandings and knowings were. And then under the W were all those questions you guys gave me about what you wanted to know about melanin. And then when we're all done with this unit, under L is going to be what we learned. So when you guys share with me what was most significant about our study of melanin, that will go in there. And it'll be kind of a comprehensive document of our learning process. And when we get to new topics, we'll all try to make an effort to do that each time. We have those conversations, compile it and post it for you so that you can see kind of our class progress through the unit. So along with the information that we're going to be learning about this year, one of my focuses is in critical thinking and problem solving, as I've said to you a couple of times before. So whenever we're learning new material, I'm going to incorporate different techniques for processing the information in a way that you're going to be able to retain it better. Let me know if I'm repeating something I've told you before, but I like to make an analogy between the brain and a file cabinet. And if, you know, you imagine your brain as a file cabinet, if you just read something or listen to something, it's like taking pages and just dumping them in the file cabinet drawer. You know, no folders, no files, just papers in the drawer. So when you open that drawer back up to use the information, whether it's to take a test or answer a question, or you need that information to figure out something else, you got to rifle through all these jumbled up thoughts that weren't organized in the first place, and it kind of slows it down, makes it harder to remember. But if you treat your brain like a file cabinet and you create file folders for the information, when you need it, it's really easy to go back and find the information that you're looking for, and the brain is very similar to that. So ways that you can make those quote-unquote brain file cabinets is by connecting what you're doing to things that you already know, that helps to create a file folder. Organizing the way that you process information. So when you're reading, scanning through it, making predictions about what you're going to read, creates a file folder in your mind so that when you go back and read the information, you retain it better and you keep the information better. So we're always going to do things to kind of help you process and take in information. So today we're going to go over something called, and honestly, there's like 5-6 different names for really the same concept, but this is under the heading of reciprocal reading strategies. So if you could please click the link, the third thing on the agenda where it says mini lecture and reciprocal reading strategies, open up that document. It's on a wiki page, and you won't have to download it. It'll take you straight to the information. Let me know when everybody's there.
I'm there.
On the agenda for today, so on the class wiki page, on the agenda, item number 3 says mini lecture reciprocal reading strategies. I want you to click on that. Essence, what is it not letting you into? The class wiki page or the reciprocal reading?
I was trying to log in. It wouldn't even let me log in.
So you couldn't even get to the wiki page?
I couldn't, but I was trying. I emailed the link to myself to see if I could get it on the computer.
Oh, okay. You there, Kashif and Eshaba?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so
what
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I was just gonna ask what's the password and the username again?
For the wiki page?
Yes.
Okay. Real quick, did he give you individual ones or are you asking for like the guest password?
I'm asking for the guest one. He hasn't given me an individual one yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. I'll put it in the text chat.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Sorry, my computer's doing it again. Moving slow. Extraordinarily slow. Come on, let me type. That's weird. Anybody ever had problems typing into the text chat like that before? Interesting. Okay, so that's the username and that's the password.
That's actually the one that I tried and it's not letting me go.
Okay, all right, well for now, I'm gonna go over what's on the reading strategy and then we'll see if we can get you on the page once I'm done. So with the strategy we're using today, where you're going to open up the PDF of the reading and then you're going to scan it. You're not going to read anything. You're just going to look through it really quickly, look at the subtitles, look at whatever images are there, and then you're going to write down for me what your predictions are. So what do you think this reading is going to be about and where did that prediction come from? So was there a title that led you to think that? Was there a picture that led you to think that? Was there a caption under a picture that led you to think that? So these predictions are going to come not because you're reading the text. I want you to avoid, you know, the desire to kind of start reading. Just straight look at the pictures, the captions, the subtitles. And you're going to give me your predictions. That's your creating your file folder in your mind. Then you're going to go back and read the text. And while reading the text, you're going to do, it's not listed as Cornell notes, but that's essentially what it is. Making the two columns on the right side, you'll write down the important information from each subtopic. And then on the left, you're going to write questions that you have about what you've written down. And when you're done reading and taking those notes, you're going to think about, were your initial predictions correct? Which part of your text gave you the most accurate information to be able to make a prediction? And then the review part, I'm going to give you like a minute to do that while we're in class, because it's really good for your brain to review what you are reading right after you read it. And after you've done that, then you're going to summarize. So, you know, this is basically the Cornell notes process, but focused on the reading. So once you've reviewed through your information real quick, if you were able to, from reviewing your information, jot down the answers to the questions you have, you'll do that. And then you're going to summarize your material. So you use your notes and you're going to take out the all the extra information. So for each of the subheadings, because each subheading is like a paragraph or two, you'll summarize that into a sentence. So like each paragraph worth of information will give you about a sentence worth of summary. And you'll go through and summarize. Now, while we're doing this in class, on the class wiki for today, there is, under assignments, there's a template that you're going to use to fill in your Cornell notes. So when you're working, you're going to like download the template and work directly on that template. And the way it's set up, you'll be able to type directly into it to type in your notes and your information so that you can submit them to me and I can look at the notes and see what you've done, but you still have them for yourself. And the predictions part, you're just going to send it to me in the text chat, right? So once I have you guys open up the reading, just in our class text chat, you'll type your predictions. When you're looking at the pictures, the subtitles, the captions, what you think it's going to be about, the information you think that we're going to talk, that you're going to learn about before we start. Now, after all that talking that I did, anybody have any questions that jumped out at you while I was talking? No? Going once, going twice? Okay, good. So what I want you to do next is to download the reading where it says Melanin in the Body. So go ahead and click that link and open up the article. So remember, it'll take you to a page and it'll say Melanin in the Body PDF. And next to the View tab is the Download tab. And that's what I want you to click so you can open it. And let me know by saying something or typing a text chat if you have any issues. Yeah, once the article's open in front of you, you see the Melanin in the Body title and the cowrie shell. Send me a quick message on the text chat. I got it. It's open. Something to let me know you're with me. All right. Good. So now that you're... I want you to look at it. Don't read through it yet. So just scan through the heading. So you've got the title, Melanin in the Body. The first one's Energy Transfer. So scan through, look at those headings. Look at the pictures that are there. Look at the labeling of the pictures. And then in the text chat, tell me just some quick predictions about what you think we're going to be reading about in this Melanin in the Body. It's a short reading, like 4 1/3 pages. All right. Okay, Essence, come to the practice space room. So like you see in Black Body Biochemistry, that practice space breakout room, meet me in there so we can figure out what's going on with you being able to log in.
User left your channel. User left your channel. User in your channel is recording.
All right, now that I'm back, any questions or
user in your channel is recording.
Anything while I was away? All right. Yeah, you know what? You have to give me a second, Essence. All right, so I can see while I was gone, we've got Eshibola's predictions, Kashif's predictions. What do you mean by part and I?
Above that, I meant the part. I meant like how melanin functions in different parts of your body.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get, I think maybe part of your message was missing. Okay, all right, good. So now, if you have not done so already, I want you to open up the Cornell Notes template that's on the wiki page. So you should download it so that you can type in it, you can save it, and then you can submit it to me. So let me do this while you're doing that, get this information to Essence. Let me know once you have that Cornell Notes template.
I got it.
All right.
1 second.
Okay. So I need you to be disciplined about the way that you're reading it. So I want you to take it a section at a time. So I would actually prefer for us to do this together, but she cannot access it. Okay, so you know what? We're still going to do this a section at a time. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes, and I want you to read the very first section. So the very first section is on energy transfer. So I want you to read it, take the notes on it, and then create the questions on the left, okay? So I'm going to set the timer for 2 minutes, and then once it goes off, I'm going to check back in and see if that was reasonable or if everybody needs a minute or two more. Ebo?
Ebo.
All right, so just be patient with me, Essence. I'm saving it onto this computer, and then I'm uploading it onto our conversation, the file browser in the class conversation, so that you can access it directly from there.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. So if you right-click on the name of the class in this TeamSpeak conversation, it one of the options is Open File Browser. And if you open it, the article is there currently, and then if you give me a moment, I will add the Cornell Note template also. All right, Essence, so have you gone to the file browser?
Do you mean, are you talking about like in the wiki space?
No, in the TeamSpeak conversation that we're having. And we're all in the same Black Body Biochemistry room in TeamSpeak. Right click on the name of the class above our names.
Okay, I can't right click because like it's like a touch screen, so I don't know how to do it.
Do you have a control option on the like the keyboard? Does that make sense?
No, it's like a when the keyboard comes up, it's very I don't know. Hold on 1 second, let me see.
Okay, no worries. I will you can access your email though, right?
Yes.
Okay, so give me a moment and I will email it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem. We'll make it work one way or the other. Kashif and Ndai and Eshrik Bola, are you guys okay? Any questions?
No.
Do you want us to upload it after we're done taking the notes?
Not yet, because we're going to go through the entire piece. So I want to check back in with you after you've done the very first section on energy transfer.
Okay.
All right, Essence, I sent you that email. So check your email for the two things I were using.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody else, have all of you read the first section and taken notes, or are you still working on it?
I'm typing notes now.
Okay. What about you, Kashif?
I'm copying in those two.
Okay. And where are you at in your process, Eshubal?
I don't see it.
You don't see it in your email? Or you don't see the email at all?
I don't see the email.
But it's the same email address you've been sending things to me from, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go to my sent mail. Essence. Yeah, even your face comes up. So give it a second. Maybe it's just taking a minute to travel through the ethers of internet space to get to you. So what's your email address again? Just a-
it's from the letter U, the number 2, essence, at Gmail.
I'll double check and we'll make sure that it didn't go to the wrong. Oh, that's not what I wanted. Okay, read me your email address again. From you.
It's from the letter U, the number 2, in essence.
Okay, that's what I. ESSENCE, right?
Yes.
At gmail.com, right?
Yes.
All right, let's try it again. Okay. It says it sent again. Let me know. If it hasn't gotten to you by 11:42, let me know.
Okay.
All right, guys. Everybody else, have you gotten through energy transfer? Hold on really quickly. Let me turn off my mic, make it push to talk so that I don't get that feedback. You're having a hard time what?
I said I'm having a hard time minimizing my words.
Got it. Going from the long sentences to simplifying them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one thing is always like taking out the pronoun. So where it talks about like it and like the second sentence, it said it absorbs and converts forms of electromagnetic energy to be used by the nervous system. So you can put
sound muted. Sound resumed.
Electromagnetic energy to be used by the nervous system. So there's some sentences where you're going to have the majority of it because it's all important information, but you can drop some of like the pronouns and the extra like ofs so that you're not writing every sentence. Like the next sentence, the darkness in melanin means it's able to absorb as the pigmented cells are capable of converting energy such as sight or sound. So where it says like means it's able to, you could take that and replace it with an equal sign. So darkness and melanin equals absorbing pigmented cells to convert energy. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you're writing the same thing. You're just cutting out the words, or you're taking the things that it makes it sound really good when you're reading, but you can replace it with a simpler word.
Okay. Thank you.
Essence, you need to open both. The Cornell notes is what your template is, what you're actually typing your work in, and the other one is the article that you're taking notes on.
This relates to alchemy. Oh my god.
You said it relates to what?
Alchemy.
Kind of, because alchemy is really a general term that fits a few different concepts. So it's part of it. And Diet and Ishibola, check the message that I just sent, please. Okay, Essence, so we're going section by section. So you'll, when you're taking the notes, I don't want you to read the whole thing and then take notes on the whole thing. I want you to go section by section. Read the very first section on energy transfer, and then write the important main details in the notes, and then your questions about it on the left side. And then once you've done energy transfer, let me know.
It says failed to load PDF document.
Well, all right.
I think that it might just be my internet because it looks really cloudy today.
Oh, okay. There is that possibility. Well, let me double check the actual file, making sure that it opens properly. I don't think it's you, Essence. Give me a moment.
I opened the other one, but it opened fine, but the reading is not coming up for some reason.
Hold on, Essence, I figured out what needs to be done.
Hey, wake up.
How's it going, Kashif?
Good.
Have you finished energy transfer?
Yes.
All right, go on to the next section. All right, see if this version of the article opens for you, Essence.
Okay. It still didn't come in yet. So I'm waiting.
Okay, we'll just give it a second. Okay, has it come yet, Essence?
Yes, it just came in.
Yay, let me know if it opens.
Yep, I got it.
All right, now we're cooking with grease. Okay, so in about 60 seconds, like I know you won't have read the energy transfer section and taken notes by then, Essence. So you just keep working. And everyone else, in about 60 seconds, I want us to pause and talk about that energy transfer section, and then I'll have you guys continue, okay? All right, so I want to pause what we're doing and look at the energy transfer section. So I'm going to start with Ndaye. Ndaye, can you give me the main points of what was in the energy transfer section?
In the energy transfer section, the PDF was basically talking about how how melanin transfers energy to different parts of your body, like how and where melanin is in your body and how it's strategically placed to places that where conversion is happening, like where there's activity.
Got you. So Kashif, what are some of the places in our body the article mentioned that energy comes in?
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. All
right. Well, what I found out was that it sends cells to our nerve cells, and that's how our nervous system.
Okay. So in the section above the nerves on energy transfer, that little paragraph, it names some specific parts of the body where energy comes in. So what parts of the body were mentioned up there?
Energy conversion, control of organs, cyclical rhythms, melodies.
So in the very first page, there's a section with the subheading energy transfer. Do you see that? It's darker bold on the first page.
Yes.
So in the two or three sentences underneath there, it talks about the places where energy transfer happens in the body, and it lists some body parts. So scan your eyes through that section until you see some body parts and tell me what body parts are mentioned.
In the little picture, right?
Not the picture, in the reading on the first page. It's like the third paragraph down, and it says energy transfer above it in bold letters. And then there's about, it's a three sentence paragraph above the picture. And the very first sentence says melanin is located in.
Oh, okay. I was looking at the wrong one.
Okay, so what body parts?
Okay, melanin is located in strategic places around the body to where conversion takes place or to absorb from our environment. The retina, brain, inner ear, and skin. It absorbs.
All right, perfect. You don't have to read the whole thing, just those body parts. So the retina is in your eyes. So your eyes, your ears, your skin, and your brain. Places where your body takes in information, takes in energy, have high melanin content. So it's purposeful. It's not just random that melanin is in different parts of your body. It's concentrated in the places where you need to absorb and convert energy. Okay. How many of you have completed reading the little paragraph on nerves?
I have.
All right, Eshubola, summarize for us what that paragraph on nerves was about.
I didn't read nerves yet.
I'm sorry, I thought I heard you say yes. Essence, summarize for us the paragraph on nerves.
Okay, I didn't say I read it yet, but I'm reading it like as we're speaking right now, so.
I apologize. I guess your voices are sounding similar. So go ahead and at 12 o'clock in 3 minutes, we'll come back to it. So if you have read nerves and taken the notes on it, you can move on to the next section. Otherwise, finish the nerve section. And at 12 o'clock in 3 minutes, we're going to share.
All you want us to read is that little paragraph through the picture, right?
Yeah, so for each section, you read the little paragraph, write the important points and questions, and then you can move on to the next one.
Okay, so I finished the nerves thing.
All right, so 2 more minutes for everybody to finish, and then we'll share. You can go on to that next section while you're waiting. Okay, Essence, share with us a quick summary of what was in the nerve section.
Okay. Basically the section was talking about how signals get transferred to the brain. And they're called nerve impulses, and they basically relate to the brain.
Okay, so part of it cut in and out when you were talking, but basically nerve impulses send signals to the brain, and melanin helps to kind of enhance that process.
Yes.
Good. So, all right, everybody should now be on the skin section. It's a couple of paragraphs rather than one single short paragraph. So in about 5 minutes, I'm going to have one of you guys share with me a summary, not with me, with us, a summary of that section. And that will be you, Eshubola, because we haven't heard from you in a few minutes. So be prepared at about 12:05-ish to share a summary of the skin section.
Men have estrogen?
Yes, and women have testosterone.
What?
Don't all people start off as girls?
Technically, you kind of start off without a gender, and then once your, you know, body develops to a point, and if you're a male child, you start producing testosterone, then the male reproductive organs form. But it's one of those things that at the very early stages of development, you can't identify a gender. That's why when they do ultrasounds, it has to be at a certain amount of time before they can tell the gender of the baby, because the reproductive organs haven't formed. So women have testosterone and men have estrogen. It's just that if you're male, you have more testosterone and less estrogen, and then the opposite if you're a woman. You have majority estrogen and a smaller amount of testosterone, but both of those hormones and progesterone, which is another female hormone, are essential for body, for certain biological functions. So you have to have both testosterone and estrogen to be able to function properly. It's just the amount that you have that differentiates between males and females.
Okay.
And they say that everyone is female because there's this conception in society that if you don't have male reproductive organs, then that just makes you a woman. And it's really that there isn't anything. It hasn't developed yet. Do you know what I'm saying? And I, or Essence, whoever said that.
It was me.
Okay, because a couple of times I've said the wrong person. So since I'm not looking at the screen with the light, I was just, you know, making it safe.
You had to give me the long one.
Of course, because you can handle the long one. I know you are up to the challenge. And remember, you're not reading the entire thing. You're just giving us a summary of what it was about.
That's why white people say that. Okay.
Don't you love those aha moments?
Yes.
That's why white people say what?
I was explaining when I Okay, I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so this skin chapter was really talking about the whole process and presence of melanin in the skin. And in the skin, melanin is in two forms. You have pheomelanin, which is red and brown in color. And you have eumelanin, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, which is black and brown in color. And they are both found in the skin and the hair. Excuse me. It's eumelanin is the most abundant in humans and is most likely to be missing in albinos and people that cannot produce melanin or are missing the enzyme needed to produce melanin. white people, excuse me. But melanin is produced in the melanosomes, and is stored as packages of melanocytes, which a lot dark-skinned people have large amounts will have larger melanosomes. The spacing of the melanosomes, they give the appearance of skin color, and the amount of the melanosomes. So that's why dark people will be darker because they have bigger amounts and their spacing is wider. The highest concentrate of melanocytes is in the genitalia and the nipples, and that is affected due to the pigmentation, is affected because of the sex hormones that are present in the nipples and genitalia, known as estrogen and androgen. And even with the absence of these sex hormones, the genitalia is the darkest area of the body. Didn't know that. Okay. The skin is the organ which protects the humans from harmful ultraviolet radiation, which comes from sources like the sun. And melanin is also stimulated by the light from the sun, as well as artificial light. And it has the ability to make vitamin D when it absorbs this UV light. And the vitamin D is then turned into a hormone which stimulates the absorption of calcium in the intestines. Calcium is important to strengthen the bones, aiding our metabolism and maintaining normal blood pressure levels. So the reason why I had the aha moment was because white people are always talking about milk and like, drink a lot of milk because calcium's in it and it's so good for your body. And since most of them not able to produce melanin and they can't absorb the vitamin D, absorb the UV light from the sun and turn that into vitamin D, won't be able to make calcium. Well, they won't be able to absorb the calcium inside of their intestines, and their bones won't be that strong, and their metabolism won't be that strong, and maintaining normal blood pressure will not be easy for them. Okay. Almost 99% of your body is composed of calcium and stored in the bones. Therefore, our ability to absorb calcium is extremely important. So get that sun. You don't need to be inside on the computer all day wasting our good melanin. And I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh. The process of making vitamin D begins in the skin. As the light passes through the skin's melanin layer, it is converted into a substance called D3, which passes into the bloodstream and then passes through the liver and kidneys to form vitamin D.
All right, good stuff. And just a side note, like artificial light still helps you to produce the vitamin D. So you need to get out in the sun, yes, but you're not going to be totally limited as long as there's light sources around you. And I want to be clear, it's not that people of European descent don't have melanin. They wouldn't be alive they would all be albinos if they didn't, but they have less. So it affects the amount of calcium their body is able to process and use. So it's not that it's completely absent. It's just in a much lower amount than is in user in your our bodies. So looking at the time, go ahead.
I have a question.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, okay. Is it bad? Like I was reading last night about
user in your channel is recording
about vitamin C, and they were saying that it was one of the worst vitamins to use in an everyday process. So is it true that it's bad to use every day or any other day?
It shouldn't be used in excess. So it's not that it's bad to use every day. You just need to pay attention to how much you're taking in, because sometimes people overload on it. And that is true with absolutely everything. All of the things that are good for you are good for you in the amount that your body needs. And whenever you have too much of something, it's taxing on your body. Because if your body can't use it, your liver and your kidneys and your other organs that process the materials in your body get overworked, having to get rid of the excess of these different vitamins and minerals. So it overworks. It's usually your liver and your kidneys that get overworked by excesses of things. So it's not that vitamin C is bad at all. It's necessary for your immune system and some other aspects of body functioning. It's just like in anything, you should know how much you need and how much you're taking in so that you can know that you're not overtaxing your body.
Yeah, and then it said like if you're sick, then it's good to take a lot of milligrams of vitamin C so you can get rid of the cold.
Exactly. And then I think what it's cautioning is people who like mega dose on vitamin C every day, all day, 365 days a year, because they feel like they're protecting their body rather than doing it when your body is in need and then cutting back on a day-to-day basis. All right, y'all, we got 2 minutes left. So what I want you to do for homework is complete the Cornell notes that we started. And then at the end of the notes, you have to summarize, right? So you're just gonna, in a couple of sentences, summarize what you guys wrote in your notes. And I want you to do like it says on the explanation of the reading strategy. Have someone either read your summary or read it to them, and to make sure that they understood what the reading was about. So if in reading your summary, they get the gist of the entire reading, then you've summarized it properly. Go ahead, Essence. So your homework is to finish the notes and then have someone else read. Have someone else read the summary, and have them tell you what they think it was about based on your summary, to kind of check yourself. All right. Any questions about that? Sounds good. Time for appreciations. Can you start us off, Kashif?
I appreciate, to start off the day, I appreciated what Mama Fia taught us today in learning about the Sankofa video, and I think his name was Haley Jernama, and those videos inspired me about our history even more. And also I liked in this class that we learned more about the millennium cells and how it produces our color of our skin for anybody in that category.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Dae, appreciations?
I appreciate learning more about melanin, like the types of melanin and the two different colors and how it transmits energy, because this is all really interesting and I didn't know.
Eshubola.
I appreciate really getting to know about the skin and learning how melanin works today. And the interest is no more.
Sounds good. And for me, very similar to last time, I appreciate being in this space and all of the things that I'm learning from preparing for you and learning from you in this class. Like, as much as I've learned about melanin over the years, I've never made the connection between the parts of your body that have increased melanin content and that's where you absorb and process energy in your body. So like, it was a big aha when I was preparing for this reading that, because I'd never put the two together. And then in working on things for you guys, there's just a lot of great stuff that I'm getting out of it for me trying to teach you. So you guys are teaching me quite a bit. Yes, and I appreciate it. I'm typing really quickly in the text chat what your assignment is, just in case anybody missed it. And then you can look back at it in the wiki. Essence, are you back?
Okay, I'm here.
All right, appreciations?
Yes. I really feel like...
You want to type it, Essence? Because it looks like we lost you sound-wise. I While she's working that out, does anybody have any questions or concerns about what your homework is or the class? Sounds like no questions. We lost Essence. All right, guys. Well, if you have no more questions, if something crosses your mind after class, please feel free to email me. And enjoy your weekend, and I will see you or hear you on Tuesday as we continue our melanin conversation. All right, peace.
Peace.
User in your channel stopped recording. User in your channel stopped recording.